Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The right fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pyburn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Lowes. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy Lowes. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Pollitt. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Howie Pollitt. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Philly. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Evers moves to second. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. Triandos moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Triandos moves to third. Two outs. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn takes first base on ball four. Jerry Staley now pitching. Tex Nelson pinch hits for Bobby Adams. Tex Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing third base. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Lowes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowes strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miranda moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dropo moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground for an out. Hatfield moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triando scoops it up and throws to first, with Lowe's covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pyburn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Lowe's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowe's is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowe's strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Doby moves to second. It's 4-1, Orioles. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Philly moves to second. It's 4-2, Orioles. George Zivarink now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda misplays the ball. That's an error on Miranda. Philly moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Philly scores. Lawler moves to third. Dropo moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Ron Northey pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triando scoops it up and throws to first, with Zivarink covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 4, White Sox, 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pyburn. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Philly goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pyburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields it and throws to third for the out. Pyburn moves to second. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Miranda takes first base on ball 4. Pyburn moves to third. Causey moves to second. Bob Hale pinch hits for George Zivarink. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pyburn tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Orioles, 5, White Sox, 5. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Causey moves to third. Miranda moves to second. Dixie Howell now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Apalica now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Hatfield moves to second. Hal Brown now pitching. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into center field. Pyburn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pyburn. Hatfield scores. Aparicio moves to third. Howell moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Howell scores. It's 8-5. White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rivera is attempting to get to home. There's the throw to Brown and Rivera is out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Philly moves to second. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dorish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Niemann moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pyburn strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Niemann moves to third. Triandos moves to second. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Miranda takes first base on ball 4. Niemann scores. Triandos moves to third. Causey moves to second. It's 8-6, White Sox. Tito Francona pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Maury Martin now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Ferreri's now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatfield moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Hatfield moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pyburn. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Hatfield scores. Aparicio scores. Martin moves to third. It's 10-6, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin scores. Rivera scores. It's 12-6, White Sox. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triandos fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triandos scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. Doby moves to second. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Doby. Smith reaches second base with a double. Evers scores. Triandos goes all the way around to score. It's 12-8, White Sox. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pyburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles 8. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell pinch hits for Wayne Causey. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Miranda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles 8. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell now playing third base. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got four RBIs. Rivera is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Orioles 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Evers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Baltimore Orioles, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.